Okay, we have a tier list. I need to figure out how to do the presentation on stream, but we have a tier list of the second Trump term events tier list maker. Walk us through what this list is going to be about.
It is a tier list of the many, 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 I'm calling them like events in the Trump's second administration. And we're going to rank them based on like how horrible or how crazy of a storyline they were. And there are so many that even I, as like a politics junkie, had forgotten about just like the last like 5 months. Like there are like three different Elon ones. Like there's Doge. We also have to remember that whole like month and a half of the Elon salute and other conservative people doing that and being like, it's just a thing we do. And then there's also the whole Elon like leaving the party. Like there are so many arcs.
Also, wait. It's just going to be the last year and 3 months. Like, we're not even doing the first term. That's how many things there are.
Yeah, it's just Trump 2, and yeah, there's 70. And it's just, and I even, like, left some out that I thought were, like, you know, these were, like, a story for a couple of days, but weren't, you know, noteworthy enough.
Yeah, like us, like, kidnapping the Venezuelan president, that was, like, a 24-hour.
What's going on with that? Is he just waiting to stand trial in the United States, I guess?
His trial is happening. You can go to the hearings for it in New York. I think actually we've got a couple members in like our Northeast squad who like go there and like watch it in person.
Crazy.
Yeah, the rapper, so crazy. Rapper 6ix9ine got like an autograph from him on SpongeBob. Really cool.
You mean 6X9?
Yeah, 6ix9ine got a got an autograph from Maduro.
All right. What's my prison. How long do we have to do this? What's our time limit? What are we looking at?
You got half an hour.
Okay. We have worst timeline is like this is legitimately bad, and then that's bad. What am I supposed to say is like not that bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
Hold on. I got to change some of this. It's messed up. I see admin ending Democrat only, but you have that in the middle part. I feel like that should be all the way at the bottom, but I'll keep it in the middle. True. I'll keep it in the middle just for purposes.
And then share your screen in Discord here so we all can see enough your input.
Oh man, okay.
Yeah, hey, chop chop.
You don't understand the level of technology that you're demanding from me, okay? But it's
the level
of technology. Starbucks order. What's your Starbucks order, Steven?
I get a chocolate chip cookie and then I get a Starbucks hot chocolate with an extra shot of mocha chocolate because they don't always put enough in the normal one. Okay. Can you guys see
like
it? Is that
a midlife crisis thing? Like you're trying to feel young or
no, that's why my midlife crisis was hiring my 13-year-old Canvas organizer guys. Yeah. They age fast in New Mexico and Spokane. Okay. You can see everything? Are we good?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's all Jesus coming back Christ. To me.
Oh, okay. God. We have the...
You forget, oh, no. You forget about all these, don't you?
Don't put a doll in front of me at once.
We have the 2025 Iran and Israel missile strikes.
Do you remember when this happened, Soyfil?
Yeah,
we were together.
Yeah,
and I had to go. I was so mad at this. I had to go take it. I had to just go sit in the room for a minute. So, but it turned out to be a nothing burger.
I forgot that I already feared being involved in nuclear inferno once in the past 12 months. It wasn't just a couple days ago.
Wait, I don't understand. Wait, were you guys like in Israel, or what do you mean?
No. I mean, this
we
was
were hanging out in person together.
We were at VidCon in LA, and like this was, you know, declared, and it's like, okay, we're absolutely going to war with Iran.
Oh,
what's this? How is this going to escalate? What's this mean for this country? Mm-hmm. Like, thank God this blew over, but
yeah,
it didn't. It just kind of got sidelined till now. So.
What do you mean by blew over? We bombed the fuck out of the country, or we bombed?
Well, yeah, but we didn't put troops on the troops on the ground like a day later. You know, like it
compared to the current Iran war.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say for the totality.
This is the Trump framing. Like, it's not that bad. We didn't even invade Iran.
I'm going to say for the totality of everything and for the fact that it's hard to evaluate this in a vacuum because, like, I don't know what you guys are, but, like, I don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. But this is also, I would say, a self-created
I think
crisis.
2025 is if that's bad. Yeah. I think that's
for 2025 standards. But, like, also, like, if Trump was the one who tore up the JCPOA, Trump was the one who... I'm so sorry. I have to vent on this again because I run into this argument so many times that Kamala would have gone to war with Iran the same way that Trump did. And I've had so many conservatives argue this point to me. And I'm like, in Trump's first term, we had the Soleimani assassination. That was a big deal. We sniped that dude in an Iraqi airport with a drone. Trump has hated Iran. He tore up the JCPOA for I don't even know why. Probably because Obama did it, literally. I think that was the only reason. And then now that he's come back, we've got, yeah, we bombed them the first time, and now we're at war with them the second time. And when Biden was in office, Iran attacked Israel. They shot, what was it, like 250 drones, missiles, whatever else, and we didn't go to war with Iran. I don't know where this idea comes from that these Trumbulls are like, yeah, we would have done it no matter what. And it's like, I don't know. It just drives me insane. I would say it's bad, but what am I supposed to say? Just compared to everything else that's going on, I mean, it was a limited strike. Iran even saw it that way, obviously, and yeah.
I'm finishing up a video on the Daily Wire Plus, and they have a video called How to End a War in 37 Minutes explaining this event. They haven't taken it down yet, so I don't know how bad it looks for them.
It's also super cringe because in 67, Israel had a big war, and because of the odds and everything, they call it the Six-Day War. And I know that this is called the 12-Day War, like hearkening to that. And it's just like, oh, God, fuck. It's just, I hate it all.
Also, explain for maybe this is like a DGG meme. What is Tuesday? Why is Tuesday like second worst?
It's just random, you know.
He just means this is like a random day of the week.
How bad the Republican, Trump is.
So like another Tuesday in a Republican presidency.
But that's worse than disaster and admin ending.
Well, only for Democrats.
Well, for Democrats.
Let me explain.
That destroys a Democratic administration. Things that are worse than that, that's just Tuesday for
Correct.
Republicans.
You know? Okay. Hunter Biden, for instance, who, let me remind my audience and maybe members of this call, if you're not aware, Hunter Biden had no position in the government, was never running for president, was not a special fucking envoy, was not negotiating deals or anything, right? That was like an admin ending obsession for the Republicans. Meanwhile, I would venture a guess that half of MAGA doesn't know who Kushner is, ironically. I would think that's maybe more. Don't even know who this person is.
Yeah. All right.
Who's, by the way, whose father Trump pardoned, by the way. I don't even know that or not. Like Kushner, his dad was, yeah, Trump pardoned that guy. Unbelievable. But okay. Sorry. Anyway, number two, El Salvador and CECOT. I think this is like second tier. This is crazy. I don't know why we're paying another country to take deported people into like the one of the craziest. Why?
Yeah, American Gulag Archipelago is definitely. I would put that was one of the worst things for me. I would put that honestly.
I was going to say worst timeline. Yeah,
but I could see, you know, maybe there's. I mean, there's some worse things on this list too.
Yeah,
American Gulag Archipelago is awful.
It's literally the 2016 resist libs meme, like, he's going to put us in concentration camps. It's like, oh, yeah.
No, he's going to put you in absolutely concentration camps in other countries so they can be even worse.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like he's literally putting people in torture camps as an intimidation tactic to, like, you know, as a deterrence, but, like, you know, also as, like, a trial run. Like, oh, can I start doing this with citizens, you know? And what about Alligator Alcatraz? So, like, I'm kind of with Ryan on this. This is, like, worst. This is literally the worst that people imagined in 2015 when he, like, announced his run.
That's true, but and he there was are doing so it. Many things. I'm trying. I agree
hey,
with you.
Hey, there's enough room in there for so many things.
I'll put it up here, but I feel like I could almost have everything that's going to be in this list will be up here. But, yeah, I would put up there. Yeah, actually, I am going to move this up here, actually, just because I remember that disgusting fucking video. You remember that fucking video that Christy Noem took standing in front of like the cages of people behind her with she filmed that? This just this admin is
does this include the Studio Ghibli deportation memes?
Oh my god. Coming off the planes? Jesus.
Deportation ASMR telling the judges that they couldn't get the people back because it was the El Salvadorian government at that point. It's all in there.
Trump was supposed to stand up to Putin and Xi, like all these leaders around the world, like, oh, well, they're in Salvador, they're gone forever. And then the arguments to the Supreme Court of like, oh, well, the plane was already out of the United States, so we have no jurisdiction, so there's nothing we could do at that point. Sorry. And the fact that he did that order, that they did that on a Friday night, and I think didn't Boasberg come in on like a Saturday morning or something, or make like a really late ruling because he's like it was just insane. It's the games. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But one of the things that I feel like people didn't understand that was so bad about this is the rationale that they were using to do this to immigrants. It applied to everyone. If they thought that you were a danger to national security or whatever, they could use the exact same rationale to send you wherever they want, according to their legal arguments.
Yeah.
The whole thing was crazy. It was tyrannical.
And remember, for a lot of these deportations, it came off the back of the authorization via the Alien Enemies Act, where the claim was that we were at war with Venezuela because Trende Aragua had penetrated the government and was working in conjunction with Maduro to do a ground invasion of the United States, authorizing the president to deport Venezuelans with no due process because they were aliens of the state. Like, it's just crazy. It's okay.
Insane. Okay.
Tucker versus Shapiro at CPAC.
Oh, the anti-Semitism rift in the GOP. I think that's disaster, but not admin ending.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, I don't. How do I rate that? I like infighting on the Republican side, so.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, that's objectively good.
Yeah, I guess that's good for Democrats, huh?
Yeah, we take those, dude.
It's bad for the future of the country, I guess, that so many Republicans are groypers.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know.
But
did it make you feel a little good watching like Ben Shapiro reap the consequences of platforming Candace Owens and then like losing all of his views?
He's so shameless.
Oh my god. Yeah. You know, the NatCon people were so ashamed of having boosted Tucker Carlson at their conventions that they took his speech off their YouTube channel. Nice. I tried to find it for a video I was making.
Really?
And they took it off their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And now now we're in a world where there's like this coalition of weirdos that are starting to bubble up, and it seems like Tucker is maybe sort of making an aim at 2028. I don't know. I've heard people say this. Obviously, he's like getting super critical of Trump now, and he had his whole thing criticizing the Iran stuff, but who knows?
I don't think he wants that smoke. I don't think he wants the media picking apart every single thing he says as a candidate.
You don't think America's ready for their first gay president?
Is Tucker gay?
The Jerome Powell
prosecution. What is going on? There are demons making me have sex with men. I'm not supposed to enjoy it, but they're making me feel like it's good.
Oh my god. I would want Tucker Carlson like to be president just so that I could have a Nick Mullen doing fucking daily whatever memes on him.
People never talk about this with Tucker because I guess I don't know if the mainstream media knows how to interact with it. But like a good chunk of his channel is actually just about like demons.
Yes.
Like demons controlling the government. Demons controlling the Democrats, demons making America, you know, socialist.
Did you, have you heard the story of him when he comes out of the bathroom or he wakes up at night and his wife sees the marks on him and he's like,
it's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane. It's delusional insanity. And I can't believe that these people are so influential. That's why we need to vote him out.
That was a legitimate story. I mean, didn't you hear he was in bed?
Real quick call.
It's only him and his wife and his four dogs. How could he possibly have any scratch marks on his body other than demons?
True.
I forgot the dog.
What if the dog's name was Demon and it was just a huge subversion, that entire story? What if Tucker just randomly dropped that? Somebody brings that up and he's like, my dog's name is Demon. If you watched the show, you would know that. Like, it was a joke, obviously. It's all a
joke. You don't know the deep Tucker Carlson lore, all right? Get out of here.
True. What do you want, Bryce?
Oh, I was just going to say, we've got roughly, it looks like 20 minutes left for the first hour of the fundraiser.
We're working on it.
And we are $15,000 away.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. And then I can end story. Stream. Gotta come
yes.
back. Please.
Wow. Oh. I had one more thing I was going to say. Oh, to Ryan's point, a lot of these people legitimately don't understand how a lot of these alternative media spaces operate. For evidence of that, I think you just have to look at Ted Cruz going on Tucker Carlson. He had no clue what he was walking into. I was shocked because Ted Cruz is, regardless of how much of a Trump loser obsessive freak he is today, Ted Cruz is very much like a traditional neocon type figure. And yeah, he walked into that Tucker. And I was curious going in because Tucker had already been on his Apologia tour for fucking the entire state of Russia or whatever, like all the grocery stores and all this stuff. And I'm like, how is this going to go? Yeah. And then Tucker raked him over the coals on Iran and everything else. It was crazy. Not good for Tucker, but funny.
Also, welcome to the call, Wick and Mr. Kafka Esquire. Just
welcome.
Glad to be here. Look, hi. I'm looking at this tier list, and maybe I just don't see it, but I was looking for my number one issue. Oh, there's more. Okay, maybe it's in there.
Hold on, we gotta wait. We can't just call more. We gotta speed through these. Okay, hey, I'm moderating you out right now. Calm down. We're going to the next one. Okay. Okay, these are really hard. These are hard. Jerome Powell. Should this say persecution or prosecution? They're trying to prosecute him, but he's also persecuted.
Both.
So
both.
Yeah,
it's both.
We're going persecution.
At least so we have ending. Totally fictitious charge of the Federal Reserve scamming the whatever out of money. A project that's already been in the works. Now we've had what I would argue was Jerome Powell formally indicted? I don't remember. No, there were congressional subpoenas.
Subpoenaed, yeah.
You know, I wish this was admin ending Democrat only, but the reality is it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This is Tuesday. They've been doing this to so many people. He's not the first, and he won't be the last.
Yeah, but it's bad. It's bad.
Bad. It's awful. Yeah.
We've got declining Trump health.
So now we know that's admin ending only for Democrats.
Yes. So the reason why I hate this one so much is because I heard so many times, and I'll be in the minority position, even in this call, fuck you guys. I know that everybody said Biden was senile, Biden was senile. He definitely had a bad debate performance. I'm not going to deny that. But in terms of actually being senile and unfit for office, there is just no evidence of this anywhere besides his really bad debate performance. But you can think that maybe he had it and people were trying to hide it or whatever. But how could you be of that position? And then Donald Trump is walking around looking like a goddamn modern day fucking leper. And we have no idea for the remember, like, the audacity to come out. These guys say, you guys lied about Biden's mental health for years. And then Caroline Leavitt comes out and she's like, the bruises on his hand are because he shakes so many hands. What?
He's just making so many deals. He can't help it.
He's making so many deals.
It's the cover up, too. Like you mentioned, right? It's not just his health, but it's the cover up of his health while the hypocrisy of going after Biden. So, admin ending.
And then we had like the
Well, here's the thing, though. Wait. I mean, you look at videos of Biden in 2008, and he's like so much more like cognizant and verbal. But Trump has always sounded like a blathering drunk retard. So it's almost like your friend who's like high all the time. So you can't really tell that his like mental health is
declining. I do agree
like,
with you.
Always
I don't know. 2016 Trump is different.
Ideologically, you're correct. Or in terms of like content, he's always sounded like just he doesn't say anything smart. But there is a noticeable difference. You might not notice it, but like if I were to start playing you clips of Trump from 2017, you would immediately, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's
like,
a lot more low energy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so well, it might be just because you're a child and you don't remember, but like the Donald Trump campaign was like in 2016 was legitimately funny. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I remember that. Yeah, like, fuck all that. But like, there was some fucking bits in there that were very funny, that were enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, Trump
is only funny now because he makes, you know, Marco Rubio wear shoes that are too big and shit like that. Like, it's not the same quality. But I would just say, you know, I think Biden, you know, his senility and or whatever, I think he is, you know, so old he can't run a presidential campaign, sure, but he's still competent for president. You know, Trump can't do either, in my opinion. I don't think he's got a brain for either one. It's just that his supporters are so retarded they don't even notice.
Yeah,
right. I mean, like Biden's senility was just more around like, is he charismatic on a TV screen versus like, can he actually run the country?
Because like, if I were to show you two old people and you didn't know either were president, I'm like, you know, what do you think about my grandpa's? You know, here's my mom's dad, here's my dad's dad. And it's like, here's my son, my grandpa. And it's Biden walking around and being kind of senile or whatever. And then it's like, I don't have my other grandfather, Trump, here. But here's what he puts on his Twitter account. I think if you were to watch that, they would say, your grandpa's fucking crazy. This guy seems like he's having a psychotic breakdown on the daily. Okay. How is he awake so much to tweet so many crazy things? Yeah, I don't know. And then that week that he was gone from the cameras after bragging so much about being active and everywhere. And I don't know, man. Yeah.
Most transparent administration.
He also hid, by the way. I don't know how many of you guys are aware of this. He hid. He was really sick with COVID. He was in a bad place for a couple days. Yeah, where they weren't sure on like how. Shit was fucked on that. We'll say admin. No, I got to put that above. I got to put it one more on a Tuesday. Tuesday, it's gotta go one higher.
It's a good thing his ear healed really quickly, though. That was kind of cool, like Wolverine in the ear, but everywhere else, like,
he's number one.
There was some huge thread. I think it was on Threads, which is funny because nobody uses that platform, and I didn't understand the joke. And it was just like all these. It was like men and women who were just like, I got scratched by my 4-year-old when I was, you know, 30, and I still have the scar on my arm. And it was a bunch of people like just like posting messages like that. And I didn't understand. And then somebody said something and it clicked. And I was like, oh, because Trump has nothing on his ear at all. Like
2024 RNC, they're all wearing the patches on the ear in solidarity.
The comically.
Doge. I almost want to make a new category.
Worst timeline. Absolutely. I mean, this has set us back decades.
And this is
like, we are still going to be hurting from this in like 2060 from the amount of institutional knowledge that we'll never get back.
And I think it's like, every bad conservative thing rolled into one, like not understanding who's competent or not. Elon was not competent here. Grossly overestimating the amount of like incompetency and bureaucratic mismanagement and fraud in government. Apparently there was none because they found nothing. It was the abuse of a program to do something it wasn't supposed to. It was the dismantling, I would say, illegally, because I don't know if it's gone through the courts yet, but I'm pretty sure they weren't allowed to take apart USAID because I think it was exclusively under the State Department and authorized by Congress. I thought that was in there. I don't know if it got ruled on that, but
Some of the programs, yes, some of the programs less clear. But certainly they were cutting things that were appropriated by Congress.
Yeah. You had the whole breaking into buildings with security guards to get information. You've had all this weird stuff that's come out from depositions. You have these, like, no offense to the young people out there, but, like, 20-year-olds that were, like, auditing our entire fucking government. You had, at the end of this, the cap of the whole Doge thing was Elon just having a temper tantrum moment and casually tweeting out, by the way, Trump's in the Epstein file, guys, LOL. Like, oh, yeah. Nobody cares. Well, nobody cares that there's apparently, a lot of people believe there's a pedophile sex ring of all the people in the world, and the wealthiest man on the entire planet, who is friends with the most powerful man on the entire planet, who had access to every file in the government, just tweets out that Trump is in the Epstein files, and nobody gave a fuck on the wrong side. I was like, okay.
And not just that.
Everyone knows that Trump is the man inside trying to stop it. Man. Everyone knows.
He's Mike Johnson. He was actually an FBI informant, guys. You didn't know that?
Yeah. No.
Didn't they leak a bunch of our a bunch of people's social security information and stuff get leaked because of how
that happens every day? I don't even know.
It appears that way. The reality is, until we get majorities in the Senate and the House, we can't really open real congressional investigations into them.
Which is why everyone needs to donate. Everyone needs to donate to help make that
true.
Happen.
Wait, has this term ever been said before? Somebody just said in chat, Trump was a white hat pedophile.
White hat?
Like between white hat and black
like
hat,
a white hat hacker
like that.
I only fuck those kids.
Like a white hat hacker who like hacks things to show vulnerabilities so they can get fixed.
Oh my god! I love my one of my favorite
had
media
to fuck
moments.
Those kids to expose the other kids.
Exactly.
Fuckers,
one of my favorite media moments, and nobody even covered it. And I didn't even care about the Epstein files, but it was Donald Trump. You want to talk about evidence of senility? It was Donald Trump outside of Air Force One or Helicopter One or whatever the fuck. Because half his interviews are this, and he's like, I'm not going to say anything about this particular girl. And then like 30 seconds later, he's like, that particular girl, I remember Epstein recruited her out of it was the one who just killed themselves. He recruited her out of my Mar-a-Lago spa.
Yeah.
And he's like, and after that, we'd already warned Epstein once. And then when he did it again after for her, we kicked him out. I was like, wait, you let him take a warning? He took one girl? That was, wait, what is this, Michael Jackson? Like, how many mistakes are you allowed to make? What the fuck? But nobody cared.
On the white hat thing, like imagining Epstein and the coalition being like, all right, you gotta fuck this kid. If you're a cop, you have to tell us. You can't fuck a kid if you're a cop, right?
Trump's the only one who falls for it. Like, there is a pedophile Epstein ring, but it's just Trump because he was the only one stupid enough. It's like a bunch of billionaires. Like, wouldn't it be funny? Like, if this is like some shit that the billionaires like, did. Yeah. And Trump is like the only one to like recruiting himself everywhere. And Trump's like, guys, what? Okay. Georgia Hyundai plant.
Last thing on Doge. Real quick, you forgot the embarrassing part. You know, whenever you, at the end of the day, the amount of money they cut was lower than the amount of fraud that Nick Shirley found, so they got beaten out by like some retarded guy. All right, so come on, that's embarrassing.
True,
right?
That's true.
Real. Why did they hire Elon Musk? Nick Shirley was right there.
Nick Shirley?
Yeah.
Just one man and a camera can do.
Well, feels bad to make fun of Nick Shirley.
Destiny, second row, you should probably just throw the Elon Trump breakup. I think that's Tuesday for Republican, like completely vilifying someone's entire character. And then also just getting back together and pretending like it didn't happen. Like somehow in the span of like the same day, tweeting, this guy's a pedophile and he only got elected because of me and my help. Mm-hmm. And like not realizing these things are completely.
Oh, this led to some of the most legendary cope of the entire Trump era. Whenever this happened, do you remember? Oh, it was some guy that was like, liberals just don't realize that this is what alpha males do.
Yeah.
The alpha males.
I was just going to say, we use different language to describe men and women, but oh my god, if these were women, the amount of comments that you would be hearing about female fragility and their emotions are running their brains instead of their intelligence, you can see how emotional they're being about their back and forth, but because it's men, that doesn't even enter the conversation. But like, you have a guy who bought one of the largest news social media platforms in the world to help you win the election, and then you have like an epic crash out breakup, and then you get together, yeah, the next day. It's just such a gross, weak, loser behavior. I hate these people.
Elon's soft like that. Did you see all the Republicans, the groypers he banned because they were making fun of him? Like, I think that he unfollowed Asmongold. Like, he's the most sensitive Sally that I've ever met. If you criticize him at all, he'll throw a fit. And this is a guy who's the richest man in the world. Yep. You think he'd have a little thicker skin.
Elon was literally fucking in fucking Asmongold's DMs about his video title or whatever, right? He was like, what?
Did you? What?
Yes. Yeah. It's like, bro, yeah. What is wrong with you? You're somebody actually made the most scathing fucking tweet. It was like a rando on Twitter who was like, if you think of all like the wealthiest people in history, like the amount of money available to them, the things they're doing, even if you think they're vapid or whatever, you know, Jeff Bezos hopped on Blue Atlantic, whatever the fuck, and he went to space and he's got his mega yacht. You know, these people usually are doing something with their lives. Elon is living like a neat, like virgin in his basement. Like,
have you seen those graphs of when he tweets versus the time? He like never sleeps.
It's just
he sleeps for like 3 hours a day,
and it's all miserable.
So, like,
and the stuff he likes is slop.
What other people think of you, right?
Yeah,
like, having so much power, but you're like puppeted by just rando people's opinions and letting them drive how you feel. It's insane.
And he does
nothing. We've got an update, folks. We've got a bulletin update. I think we are just about to cross the 30K line. We are like $7,000 away from our first goal. Guys, Tombs of Scoria, where are my fellow Tombs of Scoria enjoyers? We are just over the hill. We're just almost cresting the hill for that donation. So let's get over the line, chat. Come on, I need this. I need another D&D stream.
Pump it in, gang.
If we don't get it now, we're not going to get a D&D stream for like 10 years.
Good. The money you're saving for your kids'
college, confirmed?
Fuck it. Throw it in. Okay?
Was it confirmed that he made that account that was like his child, and it was like, my dad is good at sex, or something like that? Do you guys remember that?
About this.
No, no, wait. Like, there was an account I thought that had been determined to be Elon Musk. I don't know if it pretended to be his kid, though, but wasn't there another account?
I know what you're talking about, Niels. Yeah. He pretended to be his own son. Was on a Twitter
my
account.
Dad is
yeah.
such a good dad, and he has sex with lots of fine Asian women or something like that. Oh, my
God. Wait, do you remember? This is a kind of curveball. Do you guys know Ian Miles Chong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He had a fake Asian girlfriend as well, right? Or was that the Quartering? One of these guys also had like a fake Asian girlfriend.
I thought it was both.
The Quartering's wife had a fake Asian boyfriend, I thought. I think he's
the Quartering had a fake black gay dad. I don't know about an Asian girlfriend.
How many of these people have fake lovers?
Well, I mean, look at the, what was it? Was it Christy Noem's husband? The bimbo stuff or whatever?
Dude, what is going on in the psychosexual imagination of the conservative movement? Something is wrong.
I don't know. Right, really wrong. Down whenever CPAC has a little event or something, they're it's crazy.
True. Yeah, I don't know.
The best
man.
Part about being Democrats is we can open our arms and say, "Bring your big giant fake tits, and we accept you."
True.
Like that's what
bring
we're
them
talking
in.
About. Bring them in.
Bring
Georgia,
the hug.
Bring it in, buddy. Let's have a hug where I can't reach your back.
Yeah, Georgia Hyundai plant immigration raid, guys. Where is this one?
That's probably admin ending. I know that Georgia had a huge, like, it really hurt Republicans in Georgia seeing, it caused an international incident as well. It was really bad. Admin.
For this admin?
I agree.
Think that's a disaster. Disaster, yeah.
I think that's disaster, but I agree with Wick. I feel like for a Democrat, that could very potentially be a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been for sure. But for a Republican, this is nothing for them.
Real quick. Hey, sorry. I don't have a ton of time. I'm actually at a convention right now. I just wanted to hop in, you know, say, hey, everybody donate. One thing that happened today, actually, that I think is kind of relevant is this is a convention for litigators. And they were talking about, hey, how have juries changed over time? And they're like, oh, well, you know, since, you know, around 2016, we've noticed that jurors have stopped trusting institutions. They've gotten more conspiratorial, and they even like don't trust judges anymore a lot of the time. And so that's just something that's changing. And it's like, man, I wonder what caused that fucking change, guys. I wonder why now, you know, half of all juries are now out here saying like, well, you know, I can think of a conspiratorial reason why I'm going to go with the person I prefer here rather than looking at the court case. So, you know, just
maybe it's time for you to stop making excuses and just adapt, be a good litigator. When you come out and when you're doing closing arguments or whatever, you got to be like, just so you guys know, this judge took $20,000 from APAC last year versus okay, and you got to hit him up with what's relevant, you know? And by the time the jury hears it, what's he going to do? You can strike it, but it doesn't matter. They're going to hear it. They're going to know, okay? Win your cases, represent your clients.
Are you telling that to Brettler for your case that's coming up?
I am. Oh. Yeah, we got the whole we got all that shit loaded up. You better fucking believe it. Yep.
Right. Yeah. No. But hey. Yeah. Everybody, go out there, donate. You know, I would donate, but you know, these things apparently tend to be used to dox people. So you know, I guess I just have to hold on to my money in this case.
Yeah,
but I should definitely put it in.
Ask for my full name, so please don't release the list.
Yeah. No, but hey, everybody get there, donate. This is a really good cause. You know, it's not just, you know, us getting new politicians in for, you know, the very obvious bills and things like that. There are trickle down effects to so many parts of our society and our culture and, you know, in the legal system. It's not even like, oh, they need to make the laws better. It's like, we need to get trust back into our institutions, and we can't do that with these freaks in power. So, sorry that, you know, brought the tone down a bit, but it's important. Donate. I got to get back to it. I love all you guys. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining.
There was a whole series of elections last year. Or was it longer than that? When was Spanberger elected?
Spanberger was last year.
Last year. Yeah. There were a series of elections that had to do with that. We won like all of them. It's like 14 different elections. And some of these had to do with like the downstream effects would have come down to like redistricting and gerrymandering states. And we ended up winning. Fuck, I wish I could remember exactly. Was this in Virginia just recently? Where like as a result of those elections in like last year, like we won these later fights on redistricting and stuff. And
oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, in Virginia, 100%. Yeah. This is what happens when Democrats win, people. Mm-hmm. They redistricted Virginia in opposition to what they're doing in my home state in Texas, where they're trying to redraw all the districts and screw over everyone that is a Democrat in Texas and all the Latino people that live in South Texas, especially. In Virginia, that's what happens when Democrats win. She also just raised the minimum wage to $15.
Nice. There you go.
We're still about 5K off from the goal. We're getting close here, guys. I'm just saying. You guys want Tomb of Scoria epilogue.
This isn't just for Tombs of Square. This isn't just for the first event. It's also to out-fundraise Progressive Victory. Look, you know, I know there's been some questions about the bridge there, but listen, we've been taking heat even just for being friendly with them. So all those people who are giving us heat for being even just friendly with them, you guys better be showing up to fucking outraise here.
True. I just made this pledge to my chat. I recommend every influencer do it. I donated $100, and if we don't meet the match by, I don't know, the end of this segment, I'm just going to ban every third chatter.
Jesus.
Okay. Decimation.
Hell yeah.
Locked in.
Like the Romans used to do.
We've got.
And don't forget, if you do get banned randomly, you can buy a ban shield if you donate individually.
Yes, and you can unban for one, the gold card, the soy pill gold card. You can buy your way back in.
Based.
Nice.
One big beautiful bill. Where do we put this at?
Oh my god,
pretty bad.
Tuesday, I think. Like, this isn't the worst timeline. This is like, you know, typical Republican cut benefits type shit, right? But like, it's devastating to the country. Of like, oh, let's just remove millions of people from healthcare. Let's like, just gut so many institutions. Like, yeah, like this. This is like the worst of any like McCain presidency that you could have imagined.
The only reason I would argue to make it less of a tier, right, is it's easier to reverse than some of the other stuff on here, right? Like, this is something that we can fix, and we can fix quick, especially if we win the midterms. And if you donate to Digital Ground Game, that makes it more likely we'll win the midterms. But yeah, that's the only reason I'd argue, because I agree with you on how devastating some of these cuts are, but these are something that we can reverse. And
I agree with Wick that it should be one tier lower, just because I don't like this weird double bell curve thing that we've going on here.
That's
fine.
I would fight to keep it at least here, just because of the unfathomable $90 billion for ICE. That's crazy. The amount of funding they fought there for ICE is just insane to me. I don't even know what the funding was before. Was it in the single-digit billions or something? It was just an ungodly...
What is it now?
Well, they pushed for, I think it was $90 billion over 4 years or something, with like $50 billion for the first. It's just an unbelievable, a huge.
Yeah, but I know the Democrats have been fighting to get rid of that and other, like get rid of ICE funding and DHS funding and other battles. I'm just not sure
overfunding, how that went. Well, over the keeping the government open and everything. But I'm pretty sure that huge advance in funding was part of the one big beautiful bill for ICE.
Fair.
I'm gonna keep it up here. I would bump
they're
it
raising,
down.
They're raising the budget for ICE to be more than the Marines. Sure. Just to give you an idea of who they are gonna be using this to go after.
Yeah, I do.
Well, unless we do put troops on the ground, ICE is gonna be involved in more ground engagements with radicals. So maybe they need the money. You know.
Yeah, I hope that. I don't know. Never
arresting more student journalists.
True. Right.
They're
well,
very dangerous. Dylan Burns is going to be here later. So
one student journalist I can think of, Nick Shirley. Right wing attacks on just kidding. That guy's too stupid for school. Right wing attacks on judicial. I like how Nick Shirley is an independent journalist. I like how he's an independent journalist, but every video he's with like some fucking Republican operative that doesn't nobody even ask questions about. You ever notice that? There's like some Republican operative that's like got a list of shit that they're showing him, and it's like, also, I'm sorry, I'm almost notice that half of Nick Shirley's videos are him going to like office plazas and not understanding what like a management office is. Have you noticed this? Like, yeah, you know that there are, like, management buildings. I have to explain this to my audience. Like, you can go to a building that has, like, 100 offices. That's not the actual company. Like, you wouldn't walk into, like, a managerial office for, like, I know CVS would have their own, probably, buildings. But you wouldn't walk into, like, a CVS managerial office and be like, where's the store? This is a scam. But, like, for hospice, they're like, where's the hospital? I hate this kid.
My favorite part of that is how he doesn't know what, like, a medical district is. He's like, why are all these things so close together?
Yeah. Like, just, yeah, like, yeah. Office plus a district, yeah. Right-wing attacks on
there's
judicial.
There's 85 businesses here.
True.
That's worst timeline. And I don't.
Yeah, I think that's worst timeline.
Otherwise, worst timeline.
Preliminary injunction.
Not just judicial review that he's attacking, right?
Yep.
It's the concept of the judicial system. Every time a judge rules against Trump or what he wants, they go after him, right? They call him an activist judge. They call for his impeachment or her impeachment. They sometimes go after their children, mm-hmm. right? It's crazy. So yes, absolutely worst timeline.
Action alert.
We are, this is like $1,200 away from our first goal, and we've got 10 minutes left for the deadline. If we can raise 1,200 in the next 10 minutes, we get that Tombs of Scoria epilogue episode. Lock in Shatters.
What is Florida governor primary? Is this just a reference to Fishback?
Yeah, Fishback.
I love it. Deeply unserious person. What? Makes them all look crazy.
Yeah, wait, does that have anything to do with... Did Trump involve himself in this at all?
Nope.
It's not Trump directly, but it's like the Trump era. Like, this is like the Republican Party eating itself alive. It's kind of like a dovetail off of like the Trump Shapiro and Tucker at CPAC.
Cuba invasion threats.
That would be admin ending for a Democrat.
I'm gonna go. We need an admin one.
It's not one of the worst Trump threatening to invade a country unilaterally. You know, there are a couple others times that he's done that are worse.
Cuba's technically not our ally. Like, you know, like, I can't believe we're divvying up how bad it could be based on that. But it's like, oh, well, it's not as bad as the Canada one, you know?
You know why it's this one? Because if a Democrat did this, it would immediately be denounced as like, oh, the warmonger Kamala is threatening to invade Cuba. But when the Trump administration does it, it's like, oh, he's playing hardball. He's trying to, you know, get rid of the communists in Cuba. So I think that's where that one belongs for sure.
Yeah, it blows my mind that this guy came in as the president of No New Wars, and it's like the most wars ever. It's like,
I went back and I watched like all my street interviews, and almost every single person is like, No New Wars is like the primary thing of why they like have voted.
Yeah,
it is insane. Like, and I don't think he lost like half those voters yet.
Yeah. Birthright citizenship battle.
Worst timeline. Absolutely. Yeah. This is just the first step. People don't understand. This is just the first step. Okay. They want to change the 14th Amendment by executive order, to be clear. And this, once they do that, they're going to use that as a wedge to try to denaturalize as many people as they can. I think, what was it? The White House official account tweeted out that they want to deport 100 million people.
Yeah.
It's insane.
When that number was not a mistake, by the way. Fuck, it's a dog whistle number that a bunch of weirdo, like...
Number of like illegal and legal immigrants.
It's a very specific call out.
I think the 60 million is Hispanic because I know that's the Laura Loomer said that's how many people will send to like Alligator Alcatraz.
I thought it was things added together. It was like it was an obvious call out for a thing. The 60 million one is a thing that Laura Loomer did tweet out. Yeah, but it's just crazy.
So you say Hispanics? Where it is?
Yeah. You're not a
just
risk,
real quick. Just real quick to the chat, right? If we beat Progressive Victory within the hour, not only will you get all the goals, but I will make a snarky tweet. I will at them.
Oh my goodness, a snarky tweet.
That was
Wig.
The thing holding them back before.
Yeah.
You would never.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't
going
to do it, but
I think we're going to have to change that sentence a little bit, Wig, because it's no longer an if. We have just passed our first goal.
Terms
of Scoria is on. Our first canvassing event is a lock.
Hell yeah.
Even if you go ahead and pull up the thermometer graphic,
we're doing it. Okay, I'm making the
pull it up on stream. We are going to our next goal here. Just need to get that graphic up. I think there's going to be some things people are going to be pretty interested in. Folks, if we can hit our next tier, it's not just going to be a case that every existing donor, but from now on, anyone who donate, if we can get to $50,000, anyone who donates at least $100 total, including donations you've already made, including donations moving forward, you are going to get a fire t-shirt that we're going to go over. We're also going to launch our merchandise store. We're going to go over those designs in just a second. And I'm getting word through the grapevine here that we might have unlimited movie conductor streams for a week, so long as Destiny isn't live in DGG chat. I'm getting word from on high that that might be in the cards if we can get this $50,000 in the bag here. Steven, do you want to go ahead, pull up the merch, show the people what kind of designs they're going to be getting for that t-shirt?
Yeah, I can figure
they
that out.
They watch movies in DGG chats to wait home.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. He's making all these promises, and I'm like, I don't know what this means. Everyone donate anyway. Our country's at risk.
Wait, real quick. Did you send me that link directly?
I can resend the link. It's in the folder that I linked. There's a merchandise.
Can you DM it to me instead of, so I don't have to go through? Yeah, just DM it to me. Real quick.
I don't think the birthright citizenship is that bad because, like, if you think about it, the guardrail is hell. So we're fine.
Jesus Christ.
That's okay. I know that's like kind of a meme, but the fact that Alito was like making Trump's lawyer look stupid, I was like, that filled me with so much I don't know, like the whatever, like the opposite of blackpilling is, where I'm like, holy shit. Like, if the conservative judge Alito, who had like the upside down flag at one point on his house and like is
correction here. We've got a correction here, folks. The unlimited movie streams is at 250, so we've got a long ways to go. We gotta get there a lot sooner if we're gonna get that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Also, Stephen, can you pull up the
guardrails?
I've got
The fact that conservative judges are pushing back is nice to see. It's just like it's way too late down the line. Like, we should have been doing this fucking years ago.
Okay, we have a Pragmatic Papers hoodie.
You're pasting it into paint, really? Yeah.
It's right here, nice and orange. There's also gonna be a black and orange one
to match the hat,
as in the whole. Yes, correct. So it'll be primarily black, and then like the square will be orange. But we'll have it on the store. But yeah, Pragmatic Papers for everybody who loves that.
We have a. Is this supposed to be a grocery bag?
The tote bag. Okay.
Tote.
Many uses.
What is a tote?
You've never heard of a tote bag?
No.
You sound like fucking the Arrested Development. Like, how much could it cost? $5 a banana? Like, you've never gone grocery shopping?
Okay, firstly, I called it a grocery bag initially, not a tote bag. That sounds like something a Trader Joe's shopper would say, which is the elite overlord upper class motherfucker.
I'm literally eating Trader Joe's carrots right now.
Slow the fuck down, all right?
Oh, God, he got me.
The real meta is going to stores, having them guilt trip you into buying the reusable fucking whatever bag, the tote bag at the checkout, and then you bring it home with you and you forget to take it next time, and you've got like a collection of 200 of these fucking things in your kitchen that you've forgotten.
You'll never forget this one. The design is too fire.
True. Okay, and then we have our liberalism shirt.
And this is the big one. We've had a lot of people asking for this shirt, and just to clarify, this is the shirt you get if you donate at least $100 total. Wow. You donate $50 and $50, if you donate $30, $30, $30, if you donate at least $100 to the stream.
Wait, I donated $100. How do I get my cool liberalism? This looks like conservative propaganda.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not like a hidden fucking people. Nazi dog whistle or some shit in here, right? That I'm missing or something.
Folks, there's no hidden Nazi dog whistle in this t-shirt, I can assure you.
No, I meant that in a good way. Like the way that like China will make this anti-American propaganda, but it just makes us look so fucking cool. Like, this looks like what conservatives would do. Like, they're using justice against us. And it's like, fuck yeah, we are.
Do you have it in hoodie form? Okay,
maybe someday.
We can get that queued up. Big shout out real quick to Art on the DGG server for whipping up that t-shirt design and the rest of them. And then as well with Mr. Taj for working up the Pragmatic Papers designs. Oh, and Froyo for doing the...
We are calling this one the Iberia shirt. So if you want it, you donate at least $100. And hey, if you want it in hoodie form, if you want it on a hat, if you want these kinds of designs... then getting to that 50K, it's not just that we're going to give shirts to anyone who donates 600. We're going to launch that merch store, and it, along with a whole bunch of other goodies that are in the pipeline, are going to be available to folks. And all proceeds go to defending our democracy.
Wow.
Shout out to the Digital Ground Game design team. Oh my God. Those graphics y'all made for everybody, those were so cute. I really appreciate y'all.
Well.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cool.
What bullshit were you going to say, Destiny?
Oh, nothing? Wait, I thought, were those AI generated or were they artist generated?
The graphics that are on the background of the stream. I think Sophie did a combination. She used AI and then.
Oh, combination! Somewhere. You're get her out of here. Kick her out. Just kidding. No, good job. Okay, what? Nick Shirley, Minnesota fraud. There's only one place where this goes.
Oh, look, it's Nick Shirley.
Are we tying that in?
I know it's American citizens, so worst timeline.
Yeah, those two American citizens are another item. So I don't know if we want to lump those together.
I feel like the Nick Shirley stuff represents every single broken thing, like the perfect encapsulation of where we're at right now. You have a person who is likely 85 IQ or lower, who did a quote-unquote expose of journalism where nothing was exposed, and then the dipshit Republicans were secretly working with him while pretending that he was an independent. This was the same story they had tried to sell to the media a year earlier with the same paperwork and the same guy. You had a kid who was pretending to be... all the stuff that they say that they did find from the Nick Shirley investigation, usually these were just rehashes of stuff that the Biden era DOJ had persecuted or had prosecuted. And then you have everybody online believing it, like what is like obvious misinformation that's being amplified on a platform bought by Elon Musk. And then it leads to ICE going to Minnesota, killing two U.S. citizens. Like, I feel like everything related to Nick Shirley is the perfect encapsulation of how fucked the conservative movement is in this country right now.
I agree with that. Nick Shirley and all those people like him, all those people who got like sent by the El Salvadorian government to go do puff pieces at Sukkot are just the worst. They're the worst grifters. You can look at all these people's early channel history too. They just wanted to be content creators. They didn't even want to be in politics. They just are in politics because it's a profitable grift.
Yes.
Like you look at all these people's early channel history, they're doing prank videos. All of them. Mm-hmm. It's always prank videos.
I was close to thinking Andrew, right, from Channel 5. I was kind of disappointed at him because Nick did that thing, and I was like, oh, why would he cut that interview up or whatever? And when Andrew made his response, yikes. Nick Shirley looked like a fucking idiot there. That whole thing was – did you guys see this back and forth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just atrocious. Whatever.
Also, just heads up for scheduling, folks. We got about 15 minutes left on this segment before our hard out.
What? Why? Okay, oh, wow. Gotcha.
We're just going to have to start putting them all in there.
Attacks on colleges with pro-Palestine students.
Oh, man.
That's bad. Yeah, it's not that
bad. That's the worst timeline.
So I feel like it depends on like how much you take in here.
Detaining people.
Well, there's that. We also had the government of the United States was basically doing visa revocations based on what I would argue your First Amendment rights to protest a particular side.
That's horrible.
1,000,000%.
One thing that's very annoying is that in the modern era, it used to be that non-state actors were kind of like the terrorist groups, so like Al-Qaeda. But you run into this weird world where for like ISIS or for Hamas, these guys, you know, you can say that they are terrorists or whatever, and they engage in terrorism. Hopefully nobody here would disagree with that. But they're also like they control land and they're in regions. So like if you want to support the Palestinian people in Gaza, to say that like you're going to be automatically deported if you support Hamas, well, like how I feel like any protest that you do in favor of the people in the Gaza Strip in some way could be tied to it. Like that just feels like a super over encroachment on your freedom of speech and your right to support. And even if you wanted to like protest and support like a terrorist group, I think you have the right to do that. That was horrible in my mind. That was crazy.
If we're including the visa revocations, then yes, I agree with you. But yeah. If it was just their rhetoric against them, I don't care. Right.
Sure. I think if people want a tangible example of how bad this was to remember, go look up the video of Ramiza Ozturk being arrested by like a bunch of guys in masks.
The five
surrounding her.
Was she the one that just wrote the article?
Yeah, that ambushed her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she just wrote a pro-Palestine article and they abducted her with like seven dudes in masks and threw her in the back of a car.
Yeah, they kept her detained for like a month before she won her case as well. It was it was... Oh, the whole thing.
Secret police.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Awful.
Disgusting.
Like, enforce it. Yeah. Just for having basically like an anti-Israel position. That's crazy. I think that was just insane. 2025 Yemen strikes.
That's bad. What am I supposed to say? Like, if we're talking about all the strikes, like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they did anything especially. They tried to close.
America kills a lot of people, all right? This isn't unique to Trump, so.
Sure. Invading Canada arc. Do we put this in the middle?
No, that can't be on the same tier as Cuba. That's our ally. That's worse.
Yeah, I think that's pretty bad. That, I mean, like on an international level, it just ruins our credibility pretty much.
I know, but then you also have to think about the effects, right? Like Canada and the rest of the world is getting fucked up by our shit a little bit, but like Cuba is getting like really fucked up. Like Cuba is having seriously huge fucked up issues for, as far as I can tell, for no reason. I don't know why. I still haven't had it explained to me why the United States has such an unbelievably hostile relationship with Cuba. I think it's pretty fucked up.
I mean, Cuba itself is worse. Like, what's happening in the country is worse because of that. But, like, the future of America, like, as an international power and our ability to work with other people is so weakened by the Canada shit and the Iceland shit and all that.
Yeah. We've got the Comey indictment.
Worst timeline.
You think so? Yeah, well, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, I agree. He's literally just, like, a political opponent.
The worst timeline.
We might be.
It is actually so real, though. It is actually so much worse than I thought it would be. And I thought it would be bad. It's so much worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah. It's worse. Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. What am I going to say? You're right.
Correct. Yeah, it's worse. Correct. What do you want me to say?
The Great Culling. Not good. Or, no, I'm sorry. That is good. Fuck them. Yeah. Fire everybody. For Sam and Bryce, is it possible to update the meter, the graphic or whatever? I don't know if you guys are working on it.
I'm working on it.
Sam's working on it in the background.
Elon, salute.
That's got to be Tuesday for Republican, like finding a random Nazi in your like.
Maybe I'm going to be disagreeing.
Wick still thinks.
I don't think
it was
that bad. Of all the things that Elon have said and done, of all the things that Elon said and did, right? That was like the weakest thing that you can pin on him. The weakest. He has done.
Seeing highlight at the inauguration is pretty bad.
Unironically, I agree. I agree with Wick here. It was bad, but like compared to buying X and shilling the whole platform for fucking Trump, and then also the guy whose entire companies are built on government contracts and government subsidies to be the one to go through the government with Doge and a hatchet and everything else, he's one of the most disgusting.
One of the least harmful things Hitler did was Sieg Heil.
I will say, though, it is very funny how many fucking Republicans tried to release, like, pictures of, like, Kamala or Cory Booker doing the wave. You got it. The Elon, it's not even the fact that he did it. It was the double tap. And they were strong.
Pounded his chest before.
Yes, they were strong double taps.
Everyone, show us your best Elon salute.
It was like, Edward was the hardest of ours. Oh, shit. When they asked him, somebody said that on a fucking show. What was it? Where they were like, oh, what do you think Elon did? If he didn't do a Nazi salute, can you show us? And the guy wouldn't do it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? What show was that?
Yes, I think it was on Jubilee. Yeah.
Fuck. No, I think it was on like Fox or CNN or something. No, it would have been Fox. Oh my God.
I agree that it's, you know, materially probably the least harmful thing he did in government, but it's just such a symbol of how backwards and reactionary this whole administration is that didn't take him down.
True. Yeah. Jerry,
an admin ending for a Democrat. If a Democrat they'd be fucking, you know, Al Franken, like, you know, a fake group someone. Right?
This is inflation. This is inflation, and we're seeing it under Trump, of course, right? But we're seeing Trump bad thing inflation. I just don't.
Yeah. Gerrymandering. Well, no, you're absolutely wrong there. I'm sorry. Inflation is usually felt cumulatively. So if you have an inflation for 1 year, 2 year, 3 or 4 years, it stacks, and you feel the full effects the entire time. All of this will reset the microsecond a Democrat is back in office. It will immediately it will reset. As soon as next Democrat comes in, we're going to be hearing about how their stepdaughter's best friend in high school parent fucking donated $20 to some guy who had a pastor who said he hates America or whatever. That's what
Obama chewed gum during this was a real criticism. They criticized him for chewing gum.
Do you remember the pictures? If I could spend my whole political everything in my life to get on Sean Hannity and just ask him to his face on Fox News on a live show, will you admit that when you showed this picture of Putin riding a bear with his shirt off, and then a picture of Barack Obama on a scooter with a jacket, and you were making fun of Obama because you said he didn't look fit, you will agree that Donald Trump is a disgusting fat fucking slob, and you would never make the same comparison between like him and Obama, right? Like, I cannot believe that was the standard for Obama, who's a good looking guy. We have like pictures of him shirtless and everything, and now you have Trump.
As soon as you ask that question, it's cut to this car chase. Sorry, this is an important car chase.
Obama
right now.
Or Putin, which one would you like if you had to? Okay, Obama or Putin?
Which one would I what? What are we talking about?
Have sex with?
The question.
Obama.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Obama.
I gotta interrupt us here because we just crushed our next donation goal already. We have all crushed it.
You know Steve, what that means, chat? I promised my chat a thirst trap. So if you want, if you go to my chat, I just imagered
a thirst trap coming chat. In hot, hot with a capital H right now. Steve, if you want to go and pull up that shirt design one more time, anyone who has already donated at least $100 or donates $100 cumulatively through the course of this stream is going to get this Iberian liberalism t-shirt design shipped straight to them as a thank you for their donation. Steve, if you want to pull that up and then pull up, I believe we've got our next donation goal on the horizon now.
Sure. Wait, let's go ahead.
Also pull up Soypill's thirst trap. Thank you.
Y'all, I gotta repost it if you're actually gonna do that.
You know, the first people to call themselves liberals,
it got
the
deleted,
first people
I think.
To call themselves liberals were in Iberia. Like, to call themselves liberals as a political identifier, it was in Spain.
Damn,
I believe that is why. So his name.
Yeah,
I refuse to believe it. It's not an American concept. Why does ignore this? That historical fact?
Okay, speedrunning these gerrymandering saga.
Okay,
this is not a speedrun.
I think that's good now. I think we wound up being good.
Do we win that? It's good.
Also, sorry, Steven. I know we're trying to lightning round here, but if you go to the browser source for the thermometer and update it with this link, it will update it to the new total.
I gotta update the browser source. Oh my goodness. Okay. All of RFK Jr.
That's probably pretty actually bad. Tuesday or worse timeline. Like the MAHA and that whole movement,
all the vaccine defunding,
things like that. That's horrific. Actually,
did you guys see his like "I Hate the Government" podcast that he's doing from inside the government?
Is that really? Wait, was this podcast called "I Hate the Government"? Or are you just
no? But like
about?
He opens it. It's not called that. But he opens it. It's like, I was told that we could trust the health authorities.
I can't listen to him. I have a visceral reaction, and I just can't listen to his voice.
You like listening to me, Wig?
It makes me like.
I just want to say that like these guys prove so much that so much of what we thought ideologically separated us. I've been of this mindset for a while that fundamentally most human beings on the planet have like a 95% overlap in values. It just like boils out like in these very applied end stages. And I think that you absolutely see this in people like RFK Jr. or like Fetterman. You have these people who like are either like have brain worms or have like severe whatever issues. But if they're on their team, they'll make like. Having all of these like cucked progressives like don't make fun of black people, don't make fun of women, blah blah blah, like conservative neurosis forever, to see how protective Joe Rogan got when that one comedian made fun of RFK's voice for like 2 seconds and Joe Rogan was like, don't do that, we don't do that here. I'm like,
oh yeah, that's right.
Oh shit, yeah.
I thought comedy was legal.
We're all the same, bro. Yeah, we're all the same at the end of the day. Okay, the idea that this was special to one side or the other, like I can't believe how much on a limb these guys go out for all these people. It's crazy. Yeah. And I agree, the defunding and the undermining of our health and everything, for real. Yep. Yeah, not good. Carney wins in Canada. What?
I don't care.
How is that woke?
It's amazing.
That's fine.
Amazing.
It felt like distinct enough from the separate Canada threats and also the Canada invasion stuff and the tariffs. It seems like a pretty direct like result of.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Domestic military deployment. This is a thing that I think ended up being like a disaster. It could have been worse timeline. I really do think Trump is just super incompetent. I feel like that could have been so much worse, but they just don't know what the fuck to do with anything. So they end up deploying these people. They sit in a giant room and do nothing.
I disagree though. Yeah. That would have been admitting if a Democrat did that. Do you remember Jade Helm and the Obama administration? That was like a freak out over a military exercise. They weren't even deploying the military. And Greg Abbott in Texas was out there talking about how we needed to get ready to protect the Walmarts because the American army was going to come down and start occupying Texas.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was a huge thing.
About, Ryan, you know this probably best of any of us. Think about how they talk about Waco still. And like, this is a completely legitimate like operation from the ATF.
Yeah.
If fucking Kamala Harris put the military like anywhere in a conservative state, they would fucking kill them. Yeah. They would like
that,
Second Amendment.
Dude, but for that Abbott didn't... stuff, we were talking for a bit about like, are we about to have, because didn't other governors in Republican states pledge their National Guards to Abbott to fight the Biden border enforcement? Yeah, Jesus.
Yes.
That did happen.
The only reason I'm putting it here for admin ending, this is like a meme term to describe like on the scales of bad. If it was actually admin ending, every single thing here would go under admin ending.
No, yeah. If a Democrat did that, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Right. We got 7 minutes on this this piece.
We're going. White House ballroom construction.
Disaster.
No, it's just this fucking stupid.
Well, now, so I read conspiracies because I didn't believe it much because it sounded stupid or whatever. But apparently now it's true that they're building a giant, massive fucking military server room under the ballroom. Why? Nobody knows, but that's like confirmed. They just said as much.
No idea.
I don't.
I'm going to put this a little bit higher, also because like I do think, as cringe as it is, somebody said this to me. I don't remember if it was is Lichtman the Keys guys. I don't remember if it was him or somebody else, but somebody said like a thing that Democrats need to do when we come back into office is like when we're going to put money towards projects, we have to build a thing because as dumb as it is, people like to see a thing. Like it's just nice to see.
No, they hated the Obama library, right?
Well, yeah, but that,
we
yeah,
tear sure. down. Should we tear down the ballroom next time
yes,
we Democrats in
yes.
office?
Yes, that was an, yeah, an idea that
can we get? Can we get a tear it down?
Absolutely.
Opposite.
Donate $1 if you think we should tear it down.
Every single thing with Trump's name on it needs to go. Everything that everything that he put his name on has to get torn down 100%.
Well, okay, but wait, what if he puts his name on Iran?
Oh, good one.
Checkmate.
I was going to give that idea for like, if you truly cared about Arabs in the Middle East, we should just encourage Israel to do the greater Israel project. Because if Israel takes over the whole Middle East, America will never bomb it again. There's peace right there.
I joke about
there
that. Like, oh, that
there you go.
Like the Looney Tunes. But if the new Ayatollah literally gave Trump like a fucking golden statue, I think he'd stop.
Like, unironically, like, yeah.
It would literally just
well, that's
be
what
that.
I was saying. I was saying that you could tell Ukrainians Zelensky doesn't care about his country because if he did, he would just start building a whole bunch of Trump statues like on the borders so that if anything gets bombed, imagine a video of a Trump statue getting bombed by a Shahed drone coming from Russia and it would be over. He'd be like, what?
I believe it. He's happy to bow and scrape to those Gulf monarchies, those reactionary. Anyway.
Well, what was one of the tariffs? Didn't we cut tariffs on Switzerland? Like after they gave them a nice fucking watch? Somebody remember this?
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
South Koreans war like to make Korea great again.
CBS takeover.
Folks, we've got 5 minutes.
This is worse
to the
timeline.
Next segment.
This is like. Annihilation of our independent media. It's annihilation of the this like separation of government and being able to like disseminate information to the public. Like this is fucking insane. This is what Republicans think NPR is. They think NPR is like a fucking propaganda from the government.
It's crazy.
We've got to start having people sign off here. We can keep Destiny lightning around this, but we're gonna have our amazing guests Wick, Ryan, Soypill will return. We'll come back on the stream. Cannot thank them enough. If you guys want to sign off, make one final push to get our amazing community here to fundraise, and then we're gonna start transitioning to our next panel. With
y'all need to wick
guests.
Out, put your money where your mouth is. You talk a good game, you make your tweets, doesn't matter. We need funds so we can flip the Senate, so we can flip the House. And the margins matter. We need a blue wave like they've never seen before. Give money to Digital Ground Game or you're a pussy bitch. Okay, bye.
Put your wick on the table.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, in looking over, I know we mentioned this in the beginning, but just in looking over this, like a year.
Let them sign off.
Like a year?
For every
1 year
short, I will buy that many Hassan tier 5 whatever fucking subs on Twitch, okay? That's because I'm such a Hassan dick suck. So if you don't meet the goals, that's all that money is going to subverting American democracy.
You
so
heard
don't
him.
Don't let that happen, okay?
You heard him.
That's a threat.
Okay. Wait,
we
do
need
I need
to bring some R/ life energy here, gang?
Does he have to leave?
Everyone donate. If you care about the future of liberal democracy in America and frankly the world, you'll help Democrats win back Congress in the midterms. Cool. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. I have to remove myself.
Yeah. Be careful.
Oh, I can kick you. That's fine. Oh,
nice. You got him. Took him out, right. Dude. Wrecked him.
I'm heading out too. Sam said he wanted Mockler all to himself, so I'm going to let that happen, but I will be back after this segment. So you boys have fun.
Gotta be careful. My clout. Then it was two. I think they're going to come in here once they're ready if you want to lightning round a couple more of these.
Well, it's depressing to talk about my own.
Well, then you got to do it quick. Get it over with.
Warplan
signal chat link. This was insane memes. Not actually that bad at the end of the day. It just shows incompetence. But
I mean, it's also bad because we know that they're operating a signal chat and now there's military stuff and that's being deleted that we're never going to have access to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forget. Yeah. Remember email servers? Like, yeah.
So I'll put that on the second worst. No kings? That's good, right? The TikTok takeover, I guess I'll put it here in the middle. Like, he wanted it gone and then he brought it back because it was nice towards him. It was stupid. MTG
also
living.
Just he just unilaterally wasn't enforcing a law that was passed. Seemingly that's a thing you can do now.
Yeah. MTG leaving the Republican Party. I think this is really bad. If your loudest spokesperson, I mean, it's good for us, but like if your loudest spokesperson were to leave, abandon your political party, could you imagine if like AOC were to denounce the Democratic Party and like storm out like MTG did? That's, but again, like, they don't care. They're impervious to everything. So